Serving up the beats and making it hush. It's DJ IQ.
Thank you. runway, 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 runway,
the right way. stuffed up. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Driver, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, run cash awards of $500. Runway as a house, run trophy, run cash awards of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, run trophy, run cash awards of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, new trophy, run cash awards of $100. Female figure, runway, three trophies, run cash awards of $100. Female figure performance, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Female figure face, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Book Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Book Queen Realist with a Twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Book Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Book Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Book Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Book Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix,
sweetie. La Croix.
La Croix. La Croix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful outfit.
And
remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champa's all right for you, Pat.
Lovely, sweetie.
Should we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Or oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon. La Croix, sweetie.
La Croix.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond. 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Team Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
J'adore vos vieux navires et moi, Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, Tour, Merde, I love them, Jimmy Choo. Put it on me, don't you wanna see these clothes on me?
The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vaughn Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The Nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Conn at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Conn at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Conn, see in person. The Icon James Conn presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
And put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Yes, we are definitely here. We are in the building, honey. I am sorry for the late time start, honey, but you know, I have business, honey. You know, I have things I have to take care of and all types of things that I'm going through in my personal life that I have to juggle around and everything. But yes, we are definitely here. We are live. We are on the air. And we're going to get the madness started with the function. So, I'm here to just definitely tell y'all that we're definitely going to be recapping the balls that happened this weekend. So, if anybody's out there and it was a ball in your state or a ball in your area, honey, and you want to tell me about the shenanigans and everything that happened at the function, please feel free to definitely press 1, and I am definitely here, and we're definitely going to talk about it, and we're definitely going to put it out there, and we're going to put it on the motherfucking ear, honey. I'm going to tell y'all all the tea that happened this weekend at the Rumble, honey, with the girls that came out this weekend and partied at the Rumble, and we're definitely going to talk about that, honey. So at this time, I see I have a bunch of girls with their hands up, so let me go to my first, honey, my first private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller?
I don't get my intro.
Oh, my God. Hold on, honey.
You got it going on. You got it going on.
Welcome
Hello.
To the radio show, honey. It's 15. How
are
you doing, 15?
I'm doing all right. I had a long day today. I had to work like about 9-10 hours. I'm so tired. I just got in not too long ago. Tired as hell. But other than that, I've been doing good. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing great, honey, in my situation that I'm in, honey. You know, I'm doing great. I'm dealing with it, you know, just trying to cope through that and do all this running around that these people, that Red Cross got me going through and everything in my situation and shit, trying to get myself back into an apartment and all types of things. But I'm doing great other than that. I'm alive. I didn't burn up in the fire, so I'm here.
Have you been?
So I can't complain.
You know, they be having apartments down on Craigslist.com, like in Manhattan area and Harlem area too, also, and the Bronx also.
Yeah, I've been looking all over. I've been looking all over for that.
That's what's up, though.
You
just keep trying, though.
Nothing. I mean, just sitting here, relax. I mean, just came back from doing some running around and doing a house meeting and all types of things and everything. And that's about it, honey.
That's what's up. At least you sound better from the other from last week.
Yes, honey, yes. You know, I had to just sit back. You know, I'm still stressing about the situation, but I just had to sit back and realize that, you know, two people died in that fire. Firefighters was in the hospital. So, you know, I was just thankful. I was thankful that my daughter Naomi was there in the house, and, you know, because I'm a hard sleeper, so I was thankful that she was there, was able to, you know, wake me up for me to, you know, get up and do what I had to do.
Yeah, like I tell anybody, the best thing in life is just breathing. Like waking up every day and, you know, thanking God every day that you even have life. You know, that's the best thing, you know, given to you, you know. So, like, you just can't take life for granted. So, but as long as you stand on the right track trying to find an apartment and everything else, then, you know, God's going to look out for you, so you can laugh.
Yes, most definitely. Hold on. We have two callers, honey. Let's see what they got to talk about, honey. 504-432. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? 504-432. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. The next caller I have is 404-254. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? $15.99
doesn't get you much at other restaurants.
404-254. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm sorry, just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Please press 1 and take your hand down. Caller, please press 1 and take your hand down, caller.
Hi.
Press 1 on your phone and take your hand down.
Why?
Girl, I'm going to show you why. Don't worry. You have to tell her why. Now she knows why she has to dial all those numbers again and call back in instead of pressing 1. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
Hey, Kelly. I just love your show.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Hey, I just wanted to call in to just ask a question. I was wondering if I'm trying to start a ballroom scene in my hometown.
Where's your hometown at?
It's Bellberry, Tennessee.
One shot. Oh, baby, the closest ballroom, the closest ballroom and your nearest area is Atlanta, Georgia, baby.
But no, I'm trying to start one because I'm trying to be a leader, so I'm trying to start one, and I just wanted to know if anybody was going to come. It's like, have you ever heard of Wichita, Tennessee?
No, I never heard about Wichita, Tennessee.
It's just I'm being very serious. It's just a mile down the road, and I was just wondering because it's not a lot of gay people out here, and I was just trying to, you know, be original, start my own stuff because I've been to New York before, and, you know, I remember the La Perla's and stuff.
Well, I think you're
back in the day, and it was real nice. So I just wanted to start something.
Well, I think you're let me give her a little advice real quick. The best bet for you to start, if you want to start something in Tennessee, they have house people in Memphis, Tennessee, and also Nashville. Like, there's actually a few Mizrahis, I believe, in Memphis or Chanel. But they have houses in, like, Memphis and Nashville. And I think they would definitely come support you. But I think that would be more of a major city where you want to start a ball. But not in a Wichita or whatever you say in Tennessee. I don't think nobody would go there.
Where I'm from, it's like very big, so like it could accommodate like a lot of people, but it's not really safe for like a whole lot of black people to be in a car together. So it can only be four black people to a car. So I don't know.
She said it can only be white.
Four black people to a car. They're very racist down here.
Okay, well, you're dealing with a lot of blacks and Latinos, honey. I don't think we want to come down
when
they still lynching the girls and things.
Latinos, okay. Oh, no, they don't lynch. They just shoot you in the head. It's just.
Oh, well, baby, we don't want to come down there. They're going to be shooting us in the head. I'm a big black transsexual, honey. I don't want to come no place where they're going to shoot me.
I can bring you in my pickup truck. I mean, it's just safe. It's. I can
oh no,
you.
Baby, honey. I don't think I'm coming down. I don't think I want to come to a ball down there in that area, baby. I think you
Why
just
not?
You and your girl. You know,
baby,
I think you and your girl need to just travel to Atlanta.
I can make you look very fierce in a potato sack.
No, well, baby, first of all, the name of your city is Wichita, Tennessee.
No,
honey.
That's not my city.
No,
my city is Bellberry.
Bellberry, Wichita, Bellberry.
Why are you being rude? I don't understand where your rudeness is coming from. That is very disrespectful. Have you never heard of Southern politeness?
Listen, have you ever heard of get out of Tennessee?
Have you ever heard of kiss my ass? Because I was a fan, and now I don't think I like you anymore.
Well, how about you wipe it first? Clean it out first, baby.
clean it out first,
say,
and
honey?
I'll kiss it. Clean it out first, and then I'll kiss it, baby.
Listen,
I've been wanting to kiss it out.
Fuck it, cow fucker.
Fuck it,
let me tell you something
I'll
about yourself.
It, honey. I'll
okay?
fuck it, honey.
Let me tell you
what
something about yourself. Sticking
what
them horse
fuck?
Dicks in your mouth,
what
okay?
The what the
you old
fuck?
Country fuck. Fuck
baby,
again,
today
okay?
is Monday, girl. Today
whatever
is Monday.
I
why? Why
whatever,
today?
What, because I can do whatever the hell I want to. I called to get some advice, and you wanted to get all snippy and angry. I don't
girl,
do snippy and angry. I
don't
do
snippy and angry.
You
be picking horse manure, girl, you little country-ass faggot.
Horse manure.
You be picking horse manure, girl.
Horse manure on your mother's grave. Do you not understand me?
Oh, okay, that's cute.
You think these white people will shoot you, bitch? I will kill you.
Oh, that's right.
Why you
want to
kill? Why you want to kill 15?
Listen, Wichicoochee, Tennessee, girl. You're from Wichicoochee,
yes.
Tennessee. That's my new... You're from Wichicoochee.
You are uneducated. How about you get out of your...
She's from Wichicoochee.
She wants to have a
little inch.
She's like a motherfucking 3-inch.
Girl, she's from Wichicoochee, Tennessee. This is a kiki. Oh, girl.
Fuck 12-inch. Fuck all them dirty-ass city folks who think they better than me.
Girl.
Nobody said we was better than you, baby. But what we're trying to say is, you telling us only 4 black people to a car in Belleville, Tennessee. Baby.
I'm trying to give you the safest option possible because I was in you and I didn't want you to come down here and get killed.
Listen to me. Listen, when you're saying
no,
what you're
you
saying,
listen
is,
to me. I don't do snippets. So take the attitude out of your voice.
Kelly, she's sending you off. That's what she's doing. She's sending you off. She's not from Wichicoochee, Tennessee or Belleberry, Tennessee. She's not from none of those places. So, honey, I don't
know.
Why know.
You don't know me.
Girl, you're not from
You don't know me, bitch.
You don't know me.
Listen,
baby. Listen,
baby.
This is what
we're
trying to
talk are
about.
Tiffany Ann
and Bob. You don't know me.
Well, what's your area code? Tell me your area code. Tell me your area code.
3-5 4, stupid hoe.
You a damn lie. That's how I'm United Tennessee, bitch. You a damn motherfucking lie. You a damn motherfucking lie.
Damn
hang
motherfucking
up.
Hang
up.
Hang up, hoe.
Okay, girl.
But see, maybe what I'm trying to tell you, what I was trying to tell you, baby, you say you trying to make it safe for us. We trying to make it safe for everybody, and you just come and you drive your car into Atlanta and you come to a ball where it can be more than 4 black people in a car.
Y'all can all just sit in my barn. You know, just can't be in the car together. I don't understand what's the hard part. How are you going to fit in the car anyway?
Girl, go
listen
okay,
is that all you have to say? Because we're going to have switchboard put you back on hold. Girl, tell
you
know what?
This
go
is the last thing I have to say.
Go from a tree.
Fuck you and suck
hanger.
A dick and have
hanger.
To say thank you.
Hanger. Hanger. Hanger.
Baby, she wants the girls to. She wants the girls to come to Wichita, Tennessee. She wants the girls to come to Wichita, Tennessee, baby. And only 4 black people could be in a car, Miss Thing, so they can shoot us, bitch, and lynch us and all kinds of shit, bitch.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Baby.
Ain't no way. Baby.
Ain't nobody going to motherfucking Wichita, Tennessee, where the girls going to try to lynch us, honey, and only 4 black people could be in a car. She better bring her motherfucking ass to motherfucking Atlanta, honey, get a punch in your ass.
Think about it. She's talking about the girls getting a rental car to drive down there, and once you get near there, honey, then you got to go through it with the police, and then you got to go through it with the racist people. Like, are you crazy, girl? Like, no, we're not doing that. No.
Baby,
for what?
I don't have time for people to be trying to kill me and all types of shit. Yes. Next comes a motherfucking ball, bitch. Fuck out of here, honey.
Yes. And baby, mind you, it's probably a whole bunch of J7 queens that stay down there anyway, honey. They probably some little J7 little faggots, honey. Oh, and I can't stand those. Oh, I do not like the little J7 girls. Oh, they irritate me.
She better bring her motherfucking ass to Atlanta, honey. Baby, told her we have a caller. My next caller is 518-330. You're live on the air of the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I've had better days. You know, your show just makes me gag, and I love you. Hi, 15. I didn't want to forget about you either.
Hello, baby.
Hi. My name is Ajanae, and I just love your show. And, you know, I'm not really in the ball scene. As a matter of fact, I'm not in the ball scene at all currently. Where can I start? that I guess that person was talking about 354 area code. I'm looking at it right now. I guess this is the location is in California, so wherever they said that was, I don't know, but it says the location.
Yeah, that's what
is
I
in
said. I knew that. That's
yeah,
why
location
I told her.
Is in California.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, you have a lot of good points, and even though the girls read each other and the whole bit, there's a lot of things that, you know, I listen to and I take to heart, and it's just, it's fun because, you know, it's just, I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, that I know and I could help people, and I really just love the show, and I just want to send you well wishes because when a lot of girls, they rip each other apart and the whole bit, now's the time to come together instead of talking about, oh, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to do this. I mean, I guess that's what a lot of the gay community wants. They want the T-girls to rip each other apart. They want one race to talk about another, talk about,
oh, my God.
This ain't real
oh my
enough.
God.
You ain't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Kelly,
what?
Kelly.
Oh.
Yeah?
Hello, Kelly. No shade, but she's rambling on and on and on. I love her down, but she's rambling on and on and on about nothing. There's no shade. It's no shade.
Tashawn, you're live on the air.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, shit, chillin'. Just finished eating.
Hey, Tashawn Bukas. Hey, Bukas.
Hi, I can see what's going on.
Nothing much, honey. That last caller that was just called in, she was rambling on and on and on about nothing, honey. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's not like a Ponzi scheme. She just like she can help people out. It's like a Ponzi scheme.
No, she was just doing too much, honey. Oh.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yes, about the last caller with Ajanae.
Yes.
She got my cab. She was ready out. Don't hang up on me. Don't hang up on me.
I
agree, baby.
Oof. We don't have to put back on hold, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next caller we have is 973-687. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Lollipop. From the chat room.
Hey,
I haven't.
What's going on, Lolly? How you doing?
Nothing. I had to call and listen into the show. I haven't heard it in a minute. And I figured I'd call and listen. How you doing? What you been up to?
Well, just nothing. We just here chilling, honey, relaxing. About to recap the Rumble since nobody else ain't calling in about none of the functions no place else.
You going to the La Club on this weekend?
Yes. I would definitely be in VA.
Yeah, I might be tapping you on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I just called to say hi, though. Put me back on hold. I'm finished listening.
Okay, we're going to place you back on hold.
I have a quick thing to say. Before we get to this bar, I do have one quick thing to say. To Miss Prince LC from the chat room, sis, you keep saying that you cannot stand me and you want to whoop my ass and all this blah, blah, blah shit. You don't even know me, girl. But if you want to get on and call in and say how you feel, you're more than welcome to call in and I can read the shit out of you. And that's for you again, once again, from Prince LC in the chat room, honey. Come get red if you want to call in. Be a bad bitch and call in. Stop typing and call in, girl. Thank you.
Well,
get to the point.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, we have another caller. Private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
Hello.
Hold on. They say give it. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller. Private caller, you're live on
Hello?
The air. Yes, you're on the air.
Just listening. I'm putting you back on hold. Thank you.
Excuse me?
Who
the fuck is that?
Hold on. Baby, these girls and their attitudes and they fast, this thing is just too much for me tonight. I don't understand. I'm just listening now. Put me back on hold. Baby, you don't talk to me like that. Son, do not talk to me like that, baby. I'm not your child.
For some reason, I think today is giving Rita this today. I don't know what's the tea, but these girls, I don't know what's going on.
And we getting a lot of private callers, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air when we catch up.
Hello?
Yes.
Why are y'all on the radio and y'all not talking about shit? Kelly, your fat ass is back there eating.
Ooh, are you sure I'm eating?
What?
Darling, can I ask you to quit wasting money and have some topics?
Honey, what I need you to do is cure your smell, honey. Why you over there smell like Parmesan cheese, Miss?
Shut your nasty faggoty ass up, you bum bitch. You'll get beat the fuck down.
You little nasty, uncut looking bitch.
Okay, you don't want it.
Pull it back, honey.
Bitch, you need to pull it up.
Honey,
good day.
I pulled it up. Pull it back. Good day. Thank you.
So, girls, in my background, honey, can I please, honey, let me tell you something, girls, okay? Let me tell you how my day went. Honey, let me tell you how my day went. My day went as this. I went to the Rumble last night. I got back from the Rumble about 6 o'clock this morning. I had to get up and take my fat ass to Red Cross and handle all my business with HPD housing, the housing people and everything, trying to get my apartment. Then I had to come home and sleep for a couple of hours. Then I had to get my fat ass up again and go to our fucking house meeting. Now I'm here doing the motherfucking radio show. You motherfucking nasty bitches out there, okay, I'm going through a whole lot in my life. This motherfucking radio show shouldn't even fucking be on, bitch, okay? I'm running all of this shit, doing all of this shit, bitch. I don't have a pot to piss it or a window to throw it out right now, bitch, but I'm here making sure this motherfucking radio show is on for you motherfucking girls. So, bitches, don't try it on my time and steal it on my fucking time. Because, bitch, I can make sure the radio show don't come the fuck back on as I have a pot to piss in the window to fucking throw it out of.
Yeah, there's nobody calling me except for that same Tennessee girl, honey. Girl Crickets, honey. I don't even let that bother me, honey. These late queens, honey. Laid out.
Baby. Wow.
But anyway, how was
this talking
about
the Rumble last night? It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to the house Malone for definitely coming
second
out
win.
And being the house that rocked for 2 months in a row. The Malone's rock February. The Malone's rock March.
And we're going to work April.
I have a question. How did the Milan's rock 2 months in a row? I thought it was a different house. I thought it was two different houses every month, or did they just pull out of a
and
hat and whoever house gets?
It's whatever house that they name in the hat in the houses that come out.
Oh, so the Milan's are cheating, so they get about 20 bids in their hat, huh?
No, we don't. We do not.
Yes, the Milan's came last night. I gotta give a big shout out to Miss Chichi, Miss Rahi. She came out and she rocked for Something Hot last night. Gotta give a big shout out to Day Day, Miss Rahi for Dramatics, came out and rocked. Gotta give a shout out to all my twisters that came out and rocked. Gotta give a shout out to my daughter Brianna, Miss Rahi, came out and rocked. My husband for Butch Pretty Pretty Boy Wellness came out and rocked. Who else came out and rocked?
Who were Grandpa?
Grandpa's went to Malaysia, Ebony. She was the only one out of the top 10 female figure heavy hitters that came out. None of the rest of the girls came out.
What? Are you serious?
No.
I looked at the list and it had some cute little names on there, so wow.
Yeah, she was the only one that came out. None of the rest of them came out.
I guess they were scared.
Yeah, I don't know why. I gagged that none of the girls came out. None of the Tia Ebony's, none of the girls came out at all. Miss Erica Kane, none of the girls came
out. I know why Shadir didn't come out, though.
Why?
Shadir didn't come out because her Vogue is still sloppy, honey. She needs some work, honey. After 8-9 years, she still Vogue like a bag of bricks, bitch. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, no, they hung up. Somebody just sent me an IM, Miss Thang. And I'm going to read the IM that the girls just sent me.
and they said Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. I don't know what that means, but that's the IM that just came across my screen, honey, and I just thought that I would read it, honey.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yes, honey, that's what just came across my screen, honey.
Mm-hmm. I guess they talking about Miss Tadira and her dips, honey. That's what I'm thinking, honey. But you know, no comment. No comment. Because I don't want man to call in and try to read me again, honey. Anyway, moving on, honey.
Baby, yes, honey. Hold on. We have another caller. 570-801. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey Kelly, hey 15, what's goody? Hey,
what's up?
It's Katrina. You know, I'm not really known, but I wanted to say that the Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. I think they're talking about feminine because nothing but crack was showing when she came out. Oh, yes, in Philly, I saw the clip of. Oh my god,
it was a hot mess.
Kelly, can I put the clip in the chat room, please? That, oh, my God, that was the worst. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, put it in. Oh, that was legendary. Basically, you know what?
No, seriously, it was like her ass was all on the camera because her pants was falling down. Then Shadira looked a fool. She was voguing the fool. And then Miss LaDonna looked a fool. They all just looked terrible. Like, female figure performance has went just an all-time low.
It definitely did.
Awesome. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up here. One second. Give me one second. So, Tyson, what you doing, boo? What you doing?
I'm chilling right now. I'm actually about to roll a blunt. I just put my food in the refrigerator. I'm going to eat that for my lunch tomorrow. It was a big dinner.
Mm-hmm. Did you walk at the Rumble Ball on Sunday?
No, I spectated. I had a good time. It was fun. You know, the Milans are winning, so it's always a good thing when we, you know, come through.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. Hold on. 423-345. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yes, I was calling back for all of you whores who said I wasn't from where I said I was from, bitch. Check my motherfucking number, okay?
Hold on, please. Girl, didn't I tell you go hang yourself, honey? Please, honey, hang, go hang yourself. Go lynch yourself. Okay.
Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Honey, hold on, we have another caller. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, we have another caller. So the next caller we have is 347-391. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Yes, I was calling in response to your to the Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Well, what if the Humpty Dumpty had a great fall? I don't know what it is. Somebody just IM'd it to me.
Well, at Albert's funeral, Jennifer fell down the aisle. She was walking. She gave a fabulous speech, and she fell down the aisle just after. She got exactly what she deserved.
Oh my god!
And they said she looked bad. And said she looked fierce.
And I have one more thing too.
What's that, baby?
Malaysia looked a fool last night.
Girl, you girls are a mess. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in, okay? I'll put you back on hold, caller. Oh my god, Christine, what do you think about all of this?
Oh my god. I have to read the story Humpty Dumpty again, honey, because I'm kicking it right now, honey. Oh, my God. Oh, I have no comment right now.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We have another caller. The next caller we have is 423-345. You're back on the air, baby. What's up?
Let me tell you something, Kelly, okay, with your big ass. You hang up on me again, bitch, I will cut you.
Blue.
She go on 15. I already flashed her. When she said, Kelly,
hey,
you hang up on me, I clicked her. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
Hi, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. I don't understand why Stephanie Milan was on her Facebook talking about Miss Jennifer falling at the funeral when she paid Andre, when she got set by Dawn LaCroix, she paid Andre to take her ass off the getting set off the motherfucking DVD at the Evisu Ball. Let's talk about that, Miss Stephanie.
No, that doesn't make no sense.
First of all, you shut your ugly ass up. I'm talking to Kelly, honey. You shut your motherfucking face, you ugly bitch.
Let's talk about you. You shut your ugly ass up, you fucking mean in a wig.
Bitch, how dare you? Miss Stephanie was wrong. How the fuck Miss Stephanie
was
this talk about your motherfucking body when you fucking fucking doctor?
Now,
honey, Miss Stephanie face is like a melted candy ass.
I didn't know Stephanie put something on her page. What did Stephanie put on her page?
She's talking about motherfucking mind. No, let's talk about Miss Stephanie and why her face looks like melted candy wax. How about that? And that $3,000 bill she claims she got on her face.
What did Stephanie post on her page?
She said that Albert must have been there because he pushed Jennifer down.
You a lie. Stephanie didn't say nothing like that, so you a motherfucking lie. Stephanie ain't say nothing like that, so you a motherfucking lie. She's a friend on my Facebook. Don't sit there and lie. You don't even have the internet. Don't sit there and lie. You don't even have a pot to piss in, honey. You don't even have a pot to piss in. Are you calling from a payphone?
No, baby, I'm calling from my cell because you can't block your number from a payphone, you ugly bitch.
You got Cricket? Oh, sorry.
Thank you, honey. Like I said, get that illiterate and non-English speaking bitch on his phone and tell Miss Stephanie to explain himself.
Now, she ain't got to explain shit to you, honey. She's a motherfucking icon. She ain't got to explain shit,
darling. He's an icon, darling. But tell him that. Ask him why Dawn sent her on her way when she had that green on thinking she was sitting
and Dawn sent her coffee. She begged Andre to take her off that DVD.
Caller, I said hold on, caller. My red phone just clicked, and I clicked over to the other line, and they said Stephanie did put on her page that Albert Musty had been at the funeral, and he pushed Jennifer down the steps at the funeral. It was just confirmed by somebody that is on Stephanie's page. They said when Jennifer finished giving her speech, she came from the top step, and she went to the next step, and she came rolling down by the casket. That's what they said.
Thank you. Now tell that bitch to fucking faggot in the background she did wrong. She don't know what the
baby,
fuck she talking about.
Girl, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Girl, it's not that serious, honey. So what if she said it? So what you gonna do? Whoop her ass? No, you're not. So girl, move on. Like I said,
Your life's not serious. Okay, you just divorced on a motherfucking phone, you dick sucking come
around.
Yeah,
okay, girl.
Thank you, Kelly. Have a nice blessed day. I'm gagging, but I don't understand why the caller's calling in here and she's reading Stephanie. Stephanie just voiced her opinion on how she felt.
Right, exactly.
Child, so what if she wears Dawn? She don't see her, and Dawn probably don't see her. So it is what it is. Let it keep it between them film queens, honey. Move around. What she get? What was her? She said what she said, but what was her reason of saying it? All she said was, "Well, Stephanie was wrong for saying it." Okay, so what? What you gonna do about it? Nothing. Move on.
Yeah, like, Stephanie came and said, Albert, they said, she said on her page, Albert must be doing like what she said, so Albert pushed her down the steps. That's all Stephanie said on her page. So, like, how are you going to come here and you're going to sit there and you're going to read Stephanie?
Yes, and the shade is definitely Kiki, no shade. It was a Kiki. I mean, it was kind of harsh for her to say it, but she said it as a Kiki, and oh, well, move on.
Honey. So I guess the girls is mad right now at, I don't understand,
But Kelly, can you imagine Stephanie saying it too? Can you just picture Stephanie just talking to you, like talking to you right now saying it? Like,
I can just picture Miss Stephanie just saying it right now. Honey, oh my God, honey. This Albert must be really upset about what Miss Jennifer said, honey. And he must have down the steps, honey. Oh my God, honey. Did you see it, honey? She looked just like Albert laying there. Okay, I said,
oh, my God. The girl. Any other callers out there, bitch, please feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come out. I'm going to give a big shout-out to Mother Brittany Herrera for winning Female Figure Best Dress last night. I want to give a shout-out to Father Rock Mizrahi for definitely winning Butch Queen Best Dress last night. I want to give a shout-out to Monet for winning Butch Realness last night. I don't know who else walked in the day. I gagged. I really gagged last night. The Bay Chop Junior EV suit for Schoolboy Realness last night. He's been walking Schoolboy Realness. Junior EV suit got chopped last night for Schoolboy Realness. I gagged at that last night.
Is that the bald head boy with the goatee?
Yes.
With the beard. He got that full beard. Oh.
Yes, they chopped him last night for Schoolboy Realness. I gagged because he is definitely Schoolboy Realness, and they chopped him.
Was it because of the effect, or was it because they just didn't see it?
They say, the girls, when I tell you, the things that the girls be saying, it's a bad funny. It's a fucking key, honey. Bitch. Oh, my God. I'm about to go get Miss Stephanie as a friend on my page, on my Facebook page. Why you key 15?
Because I just think it's a kiki, like, child, she was just going off about how Stephanie said this and about Miss Dawn or whatever. Well, child, she just lost to Miss Dawn in the shade, and she shouldn't have lost to her at the Evita Ball. That's the shade. If you really want to get into it, Dawn shouldn't even have won that night. No disrespect to the LaCroix. I love them down, but Dawn should have lost. Just no shade.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Miss Stephanie always come done when she's at a function. Always. Always, 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 always.
Maybe. I'm really gagging, honey. If I got any other callers, feel free to press 1 at this time. I'm going to take a commercial break with the House of Christian LaCroix commercial, and we're going to be back after these commercial breaks.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. LaCroix, 3D.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalor. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200.
Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Street Rat, $200. Female Figure Realist, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacrosse.com. The House of Christian Lacrosse, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacrosse, sweetie. Lacrosse. Gucci, Fendi, et Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
We are back from our commercial break, and we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, is Nathan on the line tonight?
Is who?
Nathan. Nicole.
Yes. No, we're not going to do that. We're not.
You're not going to disrespect Nicole, honey. Hang up. Sorry.
We're not going to disrespect any female figures and be calling them out of their name, baby, mm-hmm. at all, honey.
She lucky this is not Tuesday, honey, because I would have read her for filth, honey.
So, oh, baby,
I'm in that reading mood right now.
They don't know, honey, Miss Nicole, be listening to the show, honey. Miss Nicole will call right in, honey, and pull them right on together, honey. Hold on, we have a caller.
Okay.
215-548-549, excuse me, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hi, I'm just calling the vet. This is LaQuaQua.
Oh. Hey, LaQuaQua, what's going on?
Hey, if you remember, I called a few weeks back to tell you guys I was coming to shut it down.
Yeah, I know you told us that you were coming to shut it down, and you and 15 got into it. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you what these bitches did. I got to that motherfucking bar, and they blocked me from getting in. They were talking about some motherfucking 30. I think it was the Western Horns Bar.
Oh.
The what ball?
Western Horse Ball.
The Western Hose Ball. What?
Can you hear me?
No, your cricket phone is messing up, girl. What did you say?
Did you just say my cricket phone is messing up?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Repeat it again. Fix it.
LaQuaQua,
are you there? LaQuaQua, are you there? LaQuaQua.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
Kelly.
Yes.
Is there any chance that Naomi, like, might move on to another category, or is she just over it, period?
We don't know. You have to wait and see. We have to wait and see. We don't know what the future holds for Mother Naomi right now. She's doing her right now.
Okay, and one more question. What size shoe does Nicole wear?
Wait, can I ask you a question? What category do you walk, since you're so worried about if Naomi going to walk another category or not? What do you walk?
Kelly, are you there? What'd you say, Kelly? I'm not here for the weirdo for the chat room. I'm here for the girls. Kelly, can you answer that question, Kelly?
Wait, no. What do you want?
I don't know what size my sister wears in her shoe, but I know it's a cunt size.
I don't think so, Kelly, because her Jordans be looking like they're size 14. I don't know
baby,
about
she
that.
She wears a size 2 as your mama.
Why are the chat room characters speaking up, girl? Shut up. Nobody's talking to you.
It doesn't matter.
You're a chat room character, girl. Nobody's talking to you.
She wears the same size as your mother.
You're a character. Nobody's talking to you.
She wears the same size as your mother.
Check you're not even a femme queen.
That's the same way Nicole.
You're not even a femme queen. Why are you talking to me? I'm talking to the
baby.
Host. I'm not talking
to
the co-host.
I'm talking to you because you're
trying to
disrespect Nicole, so I'm
talking
to you now.
I'm not talking
ask
to the guest. The guest co-host.
Ask your mother what size shoe she wears. Ask your mother what size shoe she wears. That's the same size Nicole wears.
You're a character.
Okay?
I'm not even talking to you, sweetie. Why are you going crazy, sweetie? You're a guest co-host. I'm talking to the host.
Right.
Why are you speaking up?
You're
not even a femme queen.
When Nicole comes on, you can come and you can ask Nicole what size she wears. And maybe if you want to, you can
thank
buy
you,
her
Mother
the,
Kelly.
Truth. Okay.
Thank you, Mother.
Lady.
That's all I'm asking.
Okay. So, maybe the girls are out tonight, honey. The girls don't see you tonight, 15.
I don't care if they don't see me, honey, but they probably been getting read over and over and over. So, hey, no problem.
Maybe the girls on the phone lines is coming tonight. The girls in the chat room is reading. The girls in the chat room is reading tonight. The girls want you on mute and everything. They saying mute 15.
If y'all want to put me on mute, put me on mute, honey. I'm going to read you in the chat room or I'm going to read you on the phone. So either way it goes, you're going to lose. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Honey, 15 is out tonight, honey. Yes,
doesn't matter.
Honey. Baby. It's a mess, honey. I don't know, honey. I do not know what's the tea with the girls, honey. But I will definitely be in Virginia this weekend at the LaCroix Ball, honey. It's going to be a fabulous function, and I know the LaCroix are putting it all into this function, baby. And I will definitely be there, and I'm going to be in the building, honey. I can't wait.
Yeah, I get down there on Friday, and I'm going to stay till Monday because they said it was going to be a little party on Sunday, so I may stay for that too also. So I'm going to leave on Monday or whatever.
Well, I'm leaving Virginia Sunday afternoon, honey, at 12 o'clock, so I can be back in New York by 6, 7 o'clock. Because I might have to push it to Alegria on Sunday night.
And you know what the shade is? You know it's traffic down when you're leaving from Richmond, Virginia, going back to New York. It'd be traffic boots every motherfucking day. So make sure you do leave at 12 so you don't get caught up in that traffic, that little bridge area when you cross it from VA to D.C.
I'm trying to see if I'm going to Alegria, honey, because Alegria could be popping this weekend.
Okay, right.
Okay. All you girls, if y'all want to leave from La Farmer or come up to New York to Alegria, honey, Alegria's going to be on, honey. She's going to be some cheap. I'm gagging Miss LaCroix call back in here, Miss Saying. We haven't heard from her in a minute, Miss Saying. Honey, she said they ain't let her in the function.
Well, okay, when you look like that, shit, I wouldn't let you in either.
I'm going to fuck you up. See, hold on. I got to pay some bills. Let me play North Carolina commercial. I'll be right back. Anybody else is on the phone lines? If you got anything else to say, you got about 3 to 4 minutes, honey, to get your thoughts and your reads and everything together, honey. And feel free to press 1. Here goes North Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The 3rd Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Savings, $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Sidebar, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sam, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150.
Female figure face, three strokes, one cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100, plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100, plus a $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100, plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.
Oh, my girlfriend hung up. Miss LaQuiqui was on the line, but she hung up, honey.
That was best choice.
Baby, she hung up, honey. I thought Miss LaQuiqui had something to say, honey, but I see she hung up the phone, honey, so I guess whatever she had to say wasn't really that important, honey. But I don't know, honey. We are here. We are live. We are in the building. We just got to, you know, we got to thank God for everything that we have, girls. That's what y'all need to do. Everybody needs to thank God for everything that they have, and if they woke up this morning and they're going to go to bed tonight and they're going to wake up tomorrow morning, because tomorrow is not promised to anybody, honey. And that's all I want to tell you, girls, honey, because you never know, honey. You never know what's going to happen, honey. Bitch. Honey, we are here.
Yes,
honey. Hold on.
So
Miss LaQuiqui is back online. LaQuiqui?
It's LaQuiqui, bitch. Okay? So let me tell you something that 15 going to say when you look like the way you do. Bitch, what do you look like, you invisible hoe? Always hiding behind a fucking black number, bitch. Unblock your number and be real with yours, okay? Want to always hide behind Miss Kelly. Girl, who are you?
Okay,
you probably
Tyson,
look worse than the shit I Mama Lolo Blonix hoe, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Tyson, what are you doing?
See, bitch, you want to try to ignore me, hoe? You
Hello?
Can't even step up. You're unimportant.
Hello?
Okay.
Where's Kelly, where's Tyson go? Is he still on the phone?
Don't worry about Tyson, bitch. Worry about this ass whooping that's coming your way. Because when I see you at the next ball, bitch, you're getting knocked, okay?
So, Kelly, are you walking to LaQuiqui ball tonight? I mean, not tonight, but next, you know, this Saturday, you plan on walking?
I'm judging.
Oh, you're judging? Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Oh, you paid, Mr. Queen Queen?
She used to be paid, honey. She used to be paid.
Oh, I'm to be paid, bitch? I do get paid for all my services, huh? What do you get paid for?
I know you get paid
Not a thing.
I know you get paid for
Not
all
a
your,
thing.
I know you get paid for all your services. Your little $20 you get on the stroll. Your little $20
you
get on the stroll.
You low-class, welfare heaven, bitch. If you don't
class,
if
class,
you ever,
for your
try to step me in the real world, get off this radio show, hoe, and step
to
me in the real world, okay?
Okay, girl. Clap, clap, clap for your $20 that you made on the stroll.
Clap, clap, clap
so
for
excited.
My paws in your throat, okay?
LaQuiqui. You said you get paid for all your services, so what services you be doing? Oh, she hung up.
Right.
I want to know what services. I want to know what services she be doing that she get paid for, honey.
She walked the stroll and she sucked dick in front of Dunkin' Donuts, honey, and she get paid $20.
Oh, bitch, but I want to know what service they doing, because I think they need some maintenance men up in my building, honey. Hurry up and get that shit. Hurry up and get that shit back together, honey, because they talk about 3 to 6 months, bitch. They need some good strong men, honey, to get it together. Bitch, I need to get back in there before then, honey. Wait, bitch, honey. Why you pulling out?
Oh, Joe, this is a quack quack, honey. She's just a fool.
Baby.
She's a hot mess. She's a hot mess.
Prince, I like 15. 15 brings some charisma and some life to the show, honey. I don't understand why y'all be, you know, y'all be popping for 15, honey. Baby, when y'all have all these other girls, honey, that sit here and stay and come out the woodworks, and y'all don't, they're not even in the chat room or anything, and they come here and they reading the girls and sitting in the seat. It's so much fun, honey. Bitch, like, what the fuck? Hold on. Private caller, your line's on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yes, I just want to know, Kelly, why you got that late-ass bitch as your co-host? Like, she is wild pussy. Like, come on. You got LaCroix as your co-host. Just shut your ugly ass up. I'm tired of hearing your fucking manly dick-sucking voice. Corny. You's a corny, broke bitch. You's a broke-ass bitch, and I'm here to tell you you's not wanted. Hang up your motherfucking life. And hang up your motherfucking phone, bitch.
Okay. But you really feel like you really coming out with
time. Your mother ain't want you, and I don't fucking want you.
Okay.
You don't want a dick-sucking ass,
Well, why you reading 15? Why you reading 15? She just coming and spilling the tea and the gossip.
No, 15. That's the queen of Craigslist.
Kelly, now you remember when I came on the show the first time and I read Ms. the Herreras and Skittles and all that, and mind you, Prince Elsie and all these people from the chat room was like, oh, bitch, I don't believe you called in and read that girl. Oh, they was living and loving and living. And then I kept calling
in.
And kept reading, and y'all was kikiing off of it, but now y'all want to say, you're late, oh, you should bring LaCroix, my girl. Look, honey, move around. You sound like a late knot from Mississippi, from the dirt roads, honey. Move around and get a life.
Ain't nothing
dirty
in your motherfucking pussy. I'll tell you, there ain't nothing dirty in your pussy, you nasty bitch. You couldn't even get a fucking client. You couldn't get a bitch to pay you to tie their motherfucking shoes. You couldn't get a bitch to pay you to tie their motherfucking shoes. You broke, disgusted, busted ass bitch. I'm talking to you, Kelly. Get this broke, disgusted, busted bitch out of here.
Thank you, callers, for calling in. He hung up. Honey, the caller hung up. Y'all girls are really going in, Miss Thing. I'm really gagging at you girls in the chat room. These are the same girls that's in the chat room, honey, that was so 15. Get 15 on the show.
Right.
15 needs to be your new co-host. 15 needs to be this. Now that 15 is here, now everybody seems to have a problem with 15. I really don't
understand.
It's
not everybody, though. It's only like 5-6 of the same people that's calling in, and it's the same people from the chat room. I know who they are, and it's like, girl, just move around, like, please. Like, really
hold
stop
on.
The
we
bullshit.
Have, we have a bunch of callers, 15. Hold on.
Okay.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap
show. Yes, honey, this is LaCroix, and let me tell you something, 15. Bitch, do you see my decisions are coming out the woodwork, toe? Nobody likes you, okay?
Ooh,
kill
ooh.
Yourself, okay? I will buy you the rope, you broke bitch, okay?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, who? Who the fuck are you? Don't thank me. Thank your mother.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Thank you, LaCroix.
No.
Okay, the next caller we have is 646-842. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, I didn't mean to press one. I love your show, Kelly.
Thank you.
You know who this is, right?
Yes, I know who this is.
Okay, and I love your co-host. She's shady like me. I love her.
Thank you, boo.
Anytime.
She's shady, honey.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
All right, bye.
The next caller we have is 828-310. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Hello?
Hello?
810-310. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
It's your phone.
Yeah, we got it.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, baby. Hello? Okay, baby. I don't know. These girls in these motherfucking cricket phones, honey, it's really doing.
I told you, it's a cricket phone. And by the way, I think if you're bipolar, you shouldn't be pressing one anyway, like LaQuaqua and some other girls. If you're bipolar, stop pressing one, honey, because y'all so wishy-washy. Like, y'all for Fem Queen one night, and then y'all like, oh, girl, I don't see her the next night. Like, come on. If you're bipolar, honey, don't even bother.
Baby, well, bitch, then I guess we ain't got a show because it seems like we got a lot of bipolar girls out here, honey. Baby, because, bitch, you know, they're not even bipolar. A lot of the femme queens are Geminis. That's what they are. One day we can be this, one day we can be that. One day we can be this, one day we can be that. Hold on. We got another caller. 347-935, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, 15? This is me, Tyree. Yo, they are funny tonight. It's got to be a full moon out or something.
It got to be a full moon out. I just got a red phone text that came across my red phone text, and they gave the very, that was Lucky Evie Sue calling in with that fake voice reading Stephanie.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to be shitty tonight. Shut up, Sean. Shut up.
They are really, it's a full moon. They got to be because they is coming out of the woodwork.
Baby, the girls are, I don't know what's going on with the girls tonight. The girls is all doing all types of things, saying all types of things tonight. They is really crazy, honey. LaQuaqua, LaQuiqui, and baby, and this one and that one, baby. It's just so much shit tonight.
And for they are crazy. The one that said, they just crazy. Nicole,
it's a mess. It's a mess tonight, honey, baby. I don't know what's going on tonight, honey. It's a lot of tea tonight, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the girls is not liking 15. I love 15. 15, bring some life back to the show, honey, because, bitch, girl, 15 you know,
is funny to me. I like 15, too. 15 is funny to me.
Thank you, baby. I think, you know what, to be honest, I think the only people that are saying that they don't like me is probably just a few of the girls from the chat room, and they are nervous because they never call in and say what they have to say. So, I mean, what's the point? Like, all they do is sit there
but
and
you know
go
what?
Off
you know
the
why?
Chat room.
You know
they
why?
Don't call
I mean,
in
you know, let me tell you, I'm going to tell y'all girls this. I got another caller, and I'm going to my caller after I say this. But let me tell you something. I respect the person. This is what, like, when y'all see me shout out different people in the chat room, and everybody be like, well, what about me? What about this person? What about this person? What about this person? I only shout out the people in the chat room. It's the people that come up to me at a function and give the very Kelly, I'm such and such in the chat room, okay? Because I respect them because they're not hiding behind a screen name. If I don't know who you are, baby, I'm not going to shout you out in the chat room. Everybody I shout out, I know who they are personally, so that's why I shout them out. The next caller we have is 646. They hung up. Hold on. I have another caller. Oh.
Yeah, ham and cheese, gloves, and tomatoes.
Hold on.
I just called you, bitch.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wait, I want to buy some hamburgers. I looked at the clock, sis. I'm so sorry. How you doing? I said, oh, shit. Oh, my God. Let me call her. What's going on? What are y'all always talking about? I know it's the end of the show, but I guess I came to give a shout-out. Shout-out.
They were talking about you.
Who was talking about me? Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me mute the TV. Who was talking about me?
Hold on, while you mute your TV, we got another caller. Hold on. 347-391, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, baby?
What's Kelly?
Yes?
I want to know, what's the purpose of with Chloe cutting place the face with a bottle?
Oh, that's tea. That's
Chloe?
Juice.
Chloe cut pretty in the face with a bottle?
Yeah, ooh. I heard Gary. Day over to a hotel. Chloe was giving Barry, I want to have. And Pretty was giving Barry, you know, I'm not going down like. So Chloe gave Barry, here go to the boat. And he hit her in the face with that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to have to invest. They Thank you for that tea caller. We're going to have to investigate that.
That's juice.
I know the call should investigate that, and we'll get back to y'all tomorrow about that.
Wait, but can you, before you end your show, because I want to know what was said about me. Who's on this phone?
First of all, it's me, your brother.
Bitch.
It's me and 15. A caller called in, and she wanted to know, what size shoe that you wear. And
a boy, I weigh about 10 and a half and 11, and a girl probably about 12, 13. What part, what page? What else does she want to know? My bras are 36 double D.
No, wait.
What else?
She said,
it's Nathan
Nathan on the
phone.
She
calls you
by
your name.
Oh, first screen, that don't matter. My legal name is Nicole Chenevo. Oh, I thought you was talking about something that would mean it.
No. She calls you by your boy name, and I have to check her. That's
all. I thought it was Big Juice, y'all. I don't care.
No, it wasn't no Big Juice. I just checked her real quick. Hold on, this might be hard. This might be hard again because this is a private caller. She called private. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Who?
Hello. Yeah, bitch. I ain't the one who called, but bitch, there ain't no cunt size, honey.
I never said it was cunt feet.
No, that's a bitch ass fucking pen.
I said my sister has cunt feet.
I never said, you said that I had cunt feet. Well, Kelly ain't got cunt feet. A lot of them ain't got cunt. Like, you ain't got a cunt voice. Now, get the fuck off this phone, Brick.
I'm not being you, Nicole.
Oh, because I don't play like that, because should that be an issue? But I thought you 15. Anyway, we're 15. I thought y'all was talking about juice, honey. I thought it was juice.
You got a big, manly feet and a big back.
No, you're not making sense now. Click her. She's not making sense. Now you're not making sense. Click her.
Thank you.
If you're going to read me, read me. You talk about these feet, I talk about these feet. But if you're going to make sense, make sense. Nicole don't have a big bag. Nicole don't have an Adam apple. And Nicole doesn't have a beard.
Okay.
That's a fact. But my feet is kind of, you know. And I'm not pressed. Thank the Lord I got these feet. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? There's men that don't even have no feet. You crazy?
Hold on, we got another caller. Oh, no, they hung up.
They don't want it, yeah. They know better. Okay? I came up here to grace my sister's show because I forgot. I don't want to be a part of a bunch of reeds. You know, I don't care.
Hold on, we got another caller. 347-316, you're live on the air on the recap show.
That's my other sister. Tell her.
Raymond, you've gone mad, I said. What's your mother with?
You know who that is. Miss Rain, hang up the phone, Miss Rain. If you're not going to address and talk about your feet size, hang up.
Well, my feet is fine. What a Raymond. I'm not reading you. I'm saying Raymond, period. You've gone mad.
This nigga's over there drunk. That's my sister. Or all of our sisters, anyway.
Yes, I love when the old girls come up, honey, baby. Oh, my God, honey. Bitch, I'm so mad, honey. And I got my answer machine no more, honey. When Nicole doing precious, honey.
Okay,
listen,
yes, that's the cute one, bitch. But it's no longer tea, Kelly. I want to make an announcement to everybody. Tea is old school. It's now a big juice. It's a big juice. It's juice. It's not tea. It's like you thirsty. I got juice.
Oh, it's a big juice now.
It's a big juice, sis.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, it's a big
juice. Yeah, sis. That's why when you hit me up on my Facebook and you was like, why I'm not coming out, I said, what's the juice, sis?
Because we don't have that much time left.
That's why.
Somebody called in here today, Nicole. Well, they first hit me up on IM and they said Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. So I didn't know what they were talking about. And so then somebody called in here and said about just falling down at the funeral. Was you at the funeral? Nicole?
I'm here. Go ahead.
And they said that Jennifer fell at the funeral. And she
All right, I'm waiting right here. The door's going to be open. It was all right. She had that black dress on, and it was very, very long. So when Kenny met her hand to bring her down the stairs, you know, she must have fell on the, you know, slipped on the back, and she, like, tumbled down on her back. She didn't fall. You know how you go down, boop, 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 on your back. I know, and I hope she all right. But it's all right, because she was in a real bad morning situation. You know, Albert and her has been friends for 22 years. So it's all right. It's all right. It's all
right. Well, on that note, she's all right, honey. And we got to get up out of here, honey. We're going to be back here
tomorrow. Is What the Fuck Tuesdays, and you could come and What the Fuck me, because I will be present. Good night, y'all.
Bounce, hang up. I'm going to call you on the phone. Hang on.
Okay. 15, say good night to the girls.
Yeah, good night. And I'm telling y'all now, tomorrow night, I'm going to read the shit out of y'all. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, y'all already know tomorrow night's going to be full of a whole bunch of readings and all types of shit, honey. Like I said, yeah, read Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, honey. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club you pick somebody up in, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. Good night.
Your